So, I'm just reminiscing about a newfound lust, desire, yin-yang. There's something so powerful about that shit. Black masculine, white feminine. It's not even about the color. There's just something so explosive, powerful, the universe is put there. The smell, the scent, the taste, touch, the contrast, the height difference, the body, the size. I mean, I just had my experience and I'm just reminiscing about it. So, I'm a Jamaican ethnicity background, but born and raised in London. I recently had an encounter with a white woman visiting from the States. And up till now, I had always dated black girls in my life, and it was the first time it some change, right? So, she's visiting. I was here with a group of people, some friends, and I'm just gonna talk about the thoughts that are going through my mind that are just so fucking powerful. So it's like, I just recall when I met you that night in the club, you were with your girlfriends, and there was just this instant eye contact, this chemistry, this recognition across the room in the club, and eventually there was a point where we were standing next to each other at the bar and started to make conversation, flirting, talking. And there was something there that's more than just looking at like a hot piece of ass or, you know, just the flesh. Yeah, the flesh. There was just this unspoken hunger. Like I could smell you. I could smell the sex through you. Like, I remember we were standing face to face. You looking up. You were like, I remember you wearing 4 or 5 inch heels, standing at about 5, 10, 11. And just that slight contrast of height, you looking up, that difference. And I remember, like, we were talking, and at the same time, our eyes were having another conversation at the same time. The pheromones, that testosterone, it was just primal. And, you know, after a bit, a few drinks, some banter, we went onto the dance floor, and I just recall that shit. You backing that booty onto my quads, onto me. I could smell your neck, your hair, that long blonde hair of yours. I could feel the heat. And that's when I was like, you know, we were like still keeping the conversation non-sexual. There's nothing said. There was flirting, there was eye contact, there was banter. But now our bodies were recognizing each other, you know? I was now putting that swag on you, telling you how it's going to be, because that's what it was flowing towards. That's what you were hinting towards, that you want to fucking hook it up with me. And I recall I said it to you again and again, you sure, girl? You sure you want to come back with me? Because I won't force it, I'll ask you, I won't grope it. I'll give you the option to make that choice, but once you choose, then it's gonna be, you know, it's like I got a beast in me, I keep him on a leash, but when I unleash that beast, I am a dominant alpha man, and I'm gonna put it on you the way I want. You kept hitting on me like that. I remember we were driving home, you left with me, I could see people just watching us, just that, like a power couple, that contrast of black and white, that masculine, feminine, its purest expression. And I was driving, I could just see, catching your eyes, looking at me, mine looking at you, looking at your thighs, looking at your hands. We got to my apartment, and you were in front of me. I opened the door, you walked in, and that was the last point of your choice. Now it's gonna be the way I'm gonna put it down. I walked in behind you, closed the doors, the lights were still off. There was some, like, street light, moonlight coming through the windows. It was a bit like there was some shine and glow on us. I remember I just put my hands on your shoulders, just like that. Subtle, firm, assertive, but not aggressive. I just put you up to the wall, in the hallway, holding you down, you looking up, and just, there was that intense rage in me, looking into your eyes and telling you, no, I'm going to put it on you, how it's going to be. You ain't going nowhere for this weekend. I remember I just put my hands on your shoulders, slowly but firmly lowering you onto your knees to put it down, lay it down, what your place is going to be. I didn't say a word, just my eyes were staring down at you, making you look up at me, letting you know what you need to do. Embrace this place of yours that you're going to get used to now. You open my buckle, my belt, my jeans, and you pulled out that thick black dick of mine, that girth, that smell of musk, sex, sweat, my balls, from all that in the club, dancing, the alcohol. And I just told you to look up at me. I want to keep those eyes right up at me the whole time. You attempted to reach your hands out and hold on to the base of that dick, and I just smacked your hands back. I was like, no hands, girl. Just your mouth. Just inhale that scent. And let me see the contrast. I want to put that weight on your mouth. And I just recall the way you were just like inhaling that smell of testosterone, sex from under my balls, the base of my dick. That pre-cum was already dripping out from the head of that fucking dick, leaving a trail of glistening pre-cum on your pretty mouth, girl. And you just started to just suck on that head, just the way one kisses. We hadn't even kissed yet. We hadn't even kissed yet, girl. And you were just kissing the tip of my dick, that ridge, the same way I like to kiss. You were sucking it right at the fucking tip, just for a minute or two, getting a bit sloppy. And they just held you by the waist and just picked you up, pinned you to the wall, just gripped you by your hips and one hand in your hair, started to kiss slowly around your mouth. Talking to you, telling you what I'm going to do to you before I do it. I wrapped my full lips around your lower lip and you were sucking on my upper lip. Just slowly pulling them away. My hands gripping that booty of yours, feeling those strong, big hands. Feeling that masculine, that a man who can grip that booty you got. We started to make out. I kicked my jeans off, pulled my t-shirt off, undid the zip of your dress from behind, let it drop, and you only just left in a pair of thongs. I had nothing on. I just gripped that booty and just picked you the fuck up. Just like that, girl, yeah. I don't need no support of wall, no shit, no chicken shaky legs, just like a bull standing there rock, like, yeah. It's like a domination without anything being said. It speaks for itself. Just that look in my face like, yeah, and what? I got you like that. Just gripping that booty and picking you the fuck up while you hold on to my neck. Kissing your mouth. I remember I just carried you from that hallway to the living room, to the kitchen. There's this counter. I put you on there. And start to suck your tits, your neck. Working my way down and wanted to eat that puss. I wanted to check that out. I wanted to smell. I could like an animal and like a fucking beast. My sex is driven by smell, by kissing, by mental stimuli, by the anticipation, by that power, by the rush, the adrenaline. Not just a piece of meat. I don't cut it for me. I need to fucking hit it at another level to get my fucking beast rolling. I remember I just like was sucking your nipples, working down. I got onto my knees and I started to slowly eat that pussy out, girl, like that. Just like that. You're just holding onto my dreads, looking up at you. And those full lips just slowly kissing around the mound of that pussy lips. The fat pussy ain't touching the hole yet. Not even the clit. Just sucking on those swollen, horny, puffy pussy fucking flaps around at the side. Just realizing how pussy got all fat and swollen. Because he was so turned on, that pressure, that rush. And I just like put my lower lip at the base of your fucking pussy. Right between your asshole and where your pussy starts, and I was dragging my lower lip up one side, all the way up to the clit, and swapping to the other side, all the way back down in a circle like that. My hands gripping your thighs strong, keeping your legs wide apart with my strength, keeping them up like that. Then I just picked you the fuck up. I stood up, grabbed your booty, and just like lift you up, stood in the room. I'm just telling you now. I was working, I gotta work this little wet pussy. That's what I was doing. I was eating it out, getting you juiced out. I just held you with one hand, picking you the fuck up. Just put that opening of your purse on the head of my nigga dick. Just like that, girl. Slowly lowering you down. And just slow fucking that pink, tight hole with that swollen, fat, thick, girthy head of my dick. Just like that, girl. Just like that. Just slow fucking you down. We both looking down and we could see that contrast. Look at that. Look at that black going your pink, huh? See that? See how fucking wet your pussy was getting on my dick? I could smell you getting wet in the club. I could smell your pussy juiced out. I didn't let you know, but I could tell. I could tell you were turned on from that. That anticipation, that masculine feminine contrast, that black against your white. I could feel the girl you are. I know the woman inside you. I know the little baby girl you want to be. It's tiring being so fucking in control at a time when you're an alpha girl. You need a man who's masculine enough that you can let go with, trust that he's masculine enough to handle a woman like you. And it's safe to be weak. So let the fuck go and let daddy give you the good shit, though. Bouncing you fucking on my dick like that. I just slow fuck you like that. Just slow fuck you in the living room. I'm like, I'm gonna walk to the bedroom. Walk to the bedroom. I just throw you on the bed. You still swear in your thongs, and I just had pulled them to one side, but they're sloppy, dripping wet from that slow fucking I put on your pink. I just get into bed on my back. I just yank your fucking tiny little wet, sloppy underwear off, and I lay your body between my quads, so your puss is laying right on thickness. Of my dick, but not inside, just on the mouth, body to body, your titties on my chest, just my hands on your booty, one in your hair, and we just talking, we just flirting, we just bantering, and our lips are close enough that they scrape, but can feel the hot breath, and I'm just put those fucking strong, big hand on your shoulders. And just real subtle, as we kiss, talk, massage my hands down your shoulder blades, down your waist, down to your hips, the curve of your booty, and let you feel the size of those hands. A man who's mad enough has got He's got hands that can cover that whole ass. And I ain't using no force or no power. I'm just the weight and size of my hands is flowing from your shoulder to your hips and making your pussy just pull the fuck down on my thick black dick and creaming you the fuck out, girl. And we ain't even fucking yet, but you so sloppy, dripping wet on my fucking dick and my balls. You laying on top of me, but you feel small. You feel that body, that weight under you, absorbing your body weight, making you feel like that little girl you fucking wanna be. And a man like me. I just slowly pick your booty up and just slip that tip back in the pink tiny hole I've been working out, dripping you the fuck open. I'ma tell you more soon, remind you again when you're ready, girl. You understand me? You're gonna be daddy's little baby girl. You hit me up and you tell me the memories you got and what you wanna fucking feel. I'm just gonna open you the fuck up. This is our first experience for both. Me for your white feminine presence. And for you, black masculine, it's so forbidden yet natural. So yin yang, so universe instinct. Mind fuck the universe played on this one, motherfucker. That's what I'm saying. That's how I fucking think. I'm gonna tell you more shit, girl. I miss you.